摩太前书第一章，我们已经来到，我已经跟大家思想了第一节到十一节。
First Timothy chapter 1, we have already studied verses 1 to 11.
今天我们要继续跟大家思想从第十二节到十七节。
And we shall continue our study from verses 12 to 17.
提摩太前书第一章第十二节说，我感谢那给我力量的我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，辱骂人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因为我是不信不明白的时候所做的，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。耶稣基督降世是为拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中我是一个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王独一的神，直到永永远远，阿们。
First Timothy 1:12. I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his serviceThough formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, an insolent opponent, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The same is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.Of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
今天是复活节。
Today is Resurrection Sunday.
我们其实我们不是在复活节的时候才来这个庆祝主耶稣的复活。
Actually, we do not just celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus on Resurrection Sunday.
其实我们每一个主日都在庆祝复活节。
In fact, every Sunday we are celebrating the resurrection of Christ.
复活节当然是在讲到主耶稣的复活。
Of course, the resurrection is referring to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么主耶稣如果讲到主耶稣的复活，很自然的，他必须是降世为人。
And if we want to talk about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, firstly, he must be incarnate as a man.
那么当然他不但要成为人，而且他还要为我们死。
Not only must he become a man, but he also needs to die for us.
为什么他要为我们死呢？
But why did he need to die for us?
因为他为我们的罪而死。
That's because he died for our sins.
当我在上个星期跟这个我们在这里坐满了老人家的时候，他们来庆祝这个复活节，我跟他们讲道的时候非常容易。
Last Tuesday, we had here a room full of elderly folk, and I was preaching to them, and it was easy.
因为我告诉他们，你们活了一把年纪，像我一样，你们知道什么叫罪。
Because I can tell them that you have lived such a long time, just like me, you know what is sin.
年轻人以为心里还是很有盼望的，但是老人家活了一把年纪，知道人生什么罪，我有什么没有见过呢？
Those who are young.Still live their lives full of hope, but those who are elderly would have lived many years and have seen all sorts of sins in life.
很多人说我没有罪。
Many people say I do not have sin.
那么要看你用的是什么标准。
But we have to ask what kind of standard you use.
保罗在我们所读的这段经文上个星期我们跟大家讲的是，他说提到律法的时候，他说律法原是好的，第八节说只要用的合乎律法，他的原文的意思。
And in the last sermon, we talk about verse 8, and Paul wrote, now we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully.
律法的功用就是要叫人知罪。
The purpose of the law is to convict men of sin.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，众人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
And the Bible tells us, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
所以当我们想到我们有罪吗？其实圣经说，你撒谎就是一个罪。
And when we think, have I sinned? The Bible even says that telling a lie is a sin.
圣经里面讲到，你心里苦读也是罪。
And the Bible tells us that bitterness in your heart is sin.
圣经里面讲到，我们心里嫉妒也是罪。
And the Bible says that when you are jealous in your heart, that is sin too.
所以圣经给我们告诉我们说，神按照他的形象造人，他的形象是完整完美的。
The Bible tells us that God created man in His image, and God's image is perfect.
所以当我们没有完成神的旨意，意思说神创造我们要完美，我们竟然不完美，可见我们违背了神。
So when we actually disobey God's will, that is when God created us, we are supposed to be perfect. But when we are not, we have offended God.
所以当我们犯罪的时候，当我们每一个人不按照神的形象来活的时候，已经犯罪。
So when we sin, it is actually when we do not live according to the image of God that would already be sin.
但是当我们相信神，我们是神所创造的。
And we believe that God created us.
当我们称他是天父。
And we call him our heavenly father.
当我们不认我们的父亲是罪，我们不认识我们天上的父更是罪。
If we do not recognize our earthly father, it is a sin. All the more so when we do not acknowledge our heavenly father.
所以这些我们怎么知道呢？都是圣经里面的律法告诉我们的。
And how do we know all this? That is actually told us by the law of the Bible.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，我们必须要爱神。
And the Bible tells us that we must love God.
但是我们不爱神。
But we do not love Him.
那个也是罪。
That is sin too.
所以我们要知道律法的功用是做什么用呢？
So we must know the purpose of the law.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，律法的功用是要我们神把我们圈在律法底下，是为了要使到我们来能够引我们到耶稣基督。
And the Bible tells us that we were held captive under the law. And the law was our guardian until Christ came, so that we might be justified.
所以在主耶稣还没有来，他得救的礼还没有来之前呢，还未到以先呢，我们都被看守在律法底下，是圈到那真道显出来。这样律法就是我们训蒙的师傅引我们到基督那里，要使我们因信称义。
And we were actually held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. And the law was our guardian until Christ came in order that we might be justified by faith.
所以主耶稣把我们全部圈在这个律法底下，是要我们知罪。
So the Lord Jesus put us all under the circle of the law in order for us to know that we have sinned.
但是主耶稣来了。But
then the Lord Jesus came.
我们得拯救了。
And we have been saved.
请问我们是不是还在罪在律法底下呢？
So are we still under the law?
所以罗马书六章十四节告诉我们，他说我们已经不在律法底下。
And Romans 6:14 tells us that we are no longer under law.
所以呢，我们在哥罗西书那边告诉我们，我们既然与基督同死，就要脱离世上的小学，不要服从那不可拿、不可尝、不可摸等类的规条。
Therefore, the book of Colossians tells us that with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the world. And so, do not submit to regulations, do not handle, do not taste, do not touch.
所以我们不在律法底下。
So we are no longer under the law.
因为神从我们把律法里面拯救出来。
Because we have been redeemed from the law.
所以我们就不是再受到律法的辖制。
So we are no longer under the law's jurisdiction.
所以呢，我们很清楚的知道，基督徒的不是在律法底下。
So we all are very clear that Christians are not under law.
像我们还是不是要继续守律法呢？
So should we continue to keep the law?
圣经里面很多人告诉我们说，哦，原来圣经里面呢，它的律法有三种，第一种就是道德，第二种是仪式，第三种是民事法。
And some people divide the law into three parts. They call it the moral law, the ceremonial law, and the civil law.
但是呢，圣经里面很清楚告诉我们，雅各书说，一个人如果犯了，只在一条上面跌倒，就在众条上面跌倒，意思说他犯了全律法。
But yet, the Bible clearly tells us in the book of James that whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. In other words, you break one law.Is equivalent to breaking all of the law.
你要知道，圣经里面没有把律法分成这个道德、仪式跟民事法。这个分法呢是人的分法。
You want to know that actually the Bible does not divide the law into moral, ceremonial, nor civil laws. Such divisions were introduced by men.
犹太人看律法的时候，是整本圣经都是律法。
When the Jews looked at the law, they considered the whole Bible as the law.
不但是摩西五经是律法，整本圣经都是律法。
Not only was the five books of Moses considered the law, but all the rest of Scripture is considered law.
它不但是有整本旧约，甚至还加了这个他木，就是他们还加了一些律，说为了守圣经，他们还有很多的律说不可以犯。
Not only did they obey the whole Old Testament as law, they also have the Talmud, which is actually all kinds of commands on what not to do.
所以圣经呢，犹太人看律法呢，就是把整本旧约看为神的律法。
So the Jews saw the whole Old Testament as God's law.
所以雅各在讲说，因为凡遵守全律法，只要犯一条就犯了众条，所以他们不是在讲没有把圣经分成三个部分。
Therefore, the book of James say, whoever fails in one point has become accountable for all of it, shows us that the Jews did not divide the law into three portions.
甚至有些人呢，他说我们守十诫。
And some people even say that we just keep the Ten Commandments.
那么请问你守不守安息日？
So the question is, do you obey the Sabbath day?
他们守，我们守，我们在星期天守。
And they say, yes, we keep the Sabbath day, but on Sunday.
如果你在星期天守的话，你已经犯了安息日，因为安息日在星期六，不在星期天。
But if you keep the Sabbath day on Sunday, you have already broken the law because the Sabbath day is supposed to be Saturday.
因为神在第一日，就是主日叫做第一日，所以最后一日就是星期六，就是那个这个安息日，所以你把它改了，你已经改变这个律法。
Because the first day, which is the Lord's day, isSunday, and the last day of the week is actually Saturday, so the Sabbath day was the last day of the week, and that falls on a Saturday. And if you try to keep the Sabbath day on a Sunday, you have already broken the law.
很多人，当然我们不是批评这些守这些安息日这个的人，但是重点是他们很看重神的话，但是他们看重到一个程度，他们误解了神的话。
Now, of course, we are not here to criticize those who are trying to keep the Sabbath day. What we are trying to emphasize here is there are those who focus on God's word so much until they actually misinterpret it.
神给我们的律法呢是有它的功用。
There is a purpose that God gave us the law.
我们一定要看用的合适或者用的合乎律法的本来的意思。
But we have to use it lawfully, meaning we have to use it according to its purpose.
所以在罗马书十章四节说，律法的总结英文是 For Christ is the end of law, 就是律法的结束或者结局就是基督。
Romans 10:4 tells us Christ is the end of the law.
所以这个意思是说，律法有没有它的功用？有它的功用，但是律法的功用要用的好处，因为律法不能叫人得救，律法只是叫人知罪。
So is there a reason for the law to be given? Of course there is. There is a purpose for the law, but it does not save. Its purpose is to convict man of sin.
神的律法有没有达到它的目的呢？
And did God's law fulfill its purpose?
当然有。
Of course it did.
在旧约里面我们已经看到神已经 把所有的人都圈在罪里，我们都犯了罪，我们都明白，所以我们需要耶稣基督。
And in the Old Testament, we can see that through God's law, He has actually surrounded everyone with His law. And so because of this, it shows us that all have sinned and we need God.
那么请问律法可不可以改变？
And the question is, can the law change?
很多人说，哎呀，不可以，你千万不可以碰我们的律法，律法绝对不可以改变。
And many people say, no, no, the law cannot be changed. Do not even touch it.
Yeah. 请你打开希伯来书第七章看一看。
But please turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, and take a look.
我要你亲自看你的圣经有没有记载。
I want you to personally look at your own Bible for this.
希伯来书第七章第十二节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 12。
希伯来书第七章十二节，他说：“祭司的职任既已更改，律法也什么？必须什么？更改。
”Hebrews 7:12. For when there is a change in the priesthood, there is necessarily a change in the law as well.
所以你说律法有没有更改？这边圣经，除非你说希伯来书不是神的话，希伯来书清楚地告诉我们，律法已经更改了。
Unless you reject the book of Hebrews as part of Scripture, it clearly tells us that there is a change in God's law.
到底这句话是什么意思呢？
What does this verse mean?
啊，所以如果你看上下文，你就明白了，他是说原来做祭司的呢，只能够利未人才能够做。
And if you look at the context of the passage, you will realize that only those who are descendants of Levi or the Levites can be priests.
所以在第十一节说，从前百姓立位人祭司之任以下受律法，倘若这个之任能完全，又何用另起一个祭司，是按照麦基洗德的等次，不是按照亚伦的等次呢？
Verse 11 tells us, now if perfection had been attainable through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need would there have been for another priest to arise after the order of Melchizedek, rather than one named after the order of Aaron?
所以意思说祭司呢必须是亚伦的后裔，必须是利未人。
In other words, the priests had to be descendants of Aaron and they must be Levites.
所以这个是律法所规定的。
This is what was established in the law.
任何人违背这个，你记得扫罗祭献祭呢，他不是结果他受到惩罚。
And anyone who disobeys this, for example, King Saul, who was not a Levite, but he offered sacrifices, they would be punished.
但是你出现主耶稣，主耶稣是不是利未人？
And then Jesus came, but is the Lord Jesus a Levite?
主耶稣不是利文，他怎么可以做祭司？
If Jesus is not a Levite, how could he be a priest?
你看第十四节，我们的主分明是犹大出来的，但是支派摩西都没有提到祭司。
And verse 14, it is evident that our Lord was descended from Judah, and in connection with that tribe, Moses said nothing about priests.
所以这段圣经告诉我们说，旧约里面的律法有它的功用，是按照，但是这个本身的律法不能够成就神的义，只能够叫人知罪。到末后的时候，神兴起这个主耶稣呢，他是按照麦基洗德的等次，不是按照律法，所以这个律法改变了。
And so you realize that in the Old Testament, the law has its purpose.But it does not achieve God's righteousness. It only serves to convict men's heart of their sin. And when Jesus came and he was the priest in the order of Melchizedek, this shows that the law has changed.
所以第十八节，你注意看第十八节，他说先前的条例就是指这个律法因软弱无益，所以废掉。
Verse 18. For on the one hand, a former commandment is set aside.Because of its weakness and uselessness.
所以这里，请问我们的华文圣经翻译的比较严重，他说废掉，其实这个字不叫废掉，这个叫做 set aside， 把它放在一边，因为律法已经完成它的功用了，所以把它放在一边。现在我们是讲的是基督，不是讲的是律法。
And the Chinese translation is a little bit too serious, for it says that it has been abolished, but it's not abolished. It is actually set aside. In other words. It has fulfilled its purpose, and now it must be set aside for a new law.
所以你看第十九句，律法原来是一无所成，你看到吗？律法，圣经的话说不是我们说的，圣经的话说律法是原来是一无所成，因为律法是叫人知罪，但是不叫人称义，所以呢就引进更美的指望，那个更美的指望要靠着这个指望我们来到神的面前。
Verse 19, for the law made nothing perfect. This is what the Bible says of the law. It is not to make anyone perfect or to fulfill righteousness, but it only serves a certain purpose to convict man's heart of sin. And on the other hand, a better hope is introduced through which we draw near to God.
所以请问你看到律法更改了没有？
So, can you see that the law has changed?
所以这个的意思是什么呢？律法完成了它应该有的作用，所以把它 set aside， 把它放在一边。现在呢，我们讲的是基督。
So when the law has fulfilled its purpose, it has been set aside, and now we are talking about the law of Christ.
所以我们就看回来看这个加拉太书，它这个的意思就很明显了。加拉太书三章二十三节说，那些得救的道理还没有来，我们圈在律法底下，直到等到那个真道显出来。那么二十四节说，这个律法就是我们训蒙的师傅，就是他来引导我们，来 管理我们，让我们知道我们犯罪，知道耶稣来的时候呢，要引我们到耶稣那里去，使我们称义。
And Galatians 3:23 is very clear. Before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was a guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith.
所以请问基督徒是不是还在律法底下呢？
So, are Christians still under law?
基督徒不在律法底下。
No, Christians are not under law.
但是呢，基督徒不在律法底下就可以继续犯罪吗？
Does that mean then that since Christians are not under law, they can continue in sin?
所以保罗说不可以。
And Paul said no.
我们不在神的律法底下，现在我们在基督的律法底下。
Because even though we are no longer under God's law, but we are now under Christ's law.
所以你请你看，请你打开哥林多前书九章二十一节。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians 9:21.
那你在翻的时候让我解释一下，他说保罗说，像犹太人我就做犹太人，像律法底下的人，我虽然不在律法底下，我还是做律法以下的人。
And let me explain to you this. Paul said to the Jews, I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law.
在二十一节他说，像没有律法的人我就做没有律法的人。
And in verse 21, he says, to those outside the law, I became as one outside the law.
那些坚持要守律法的，我要问你，保罗说他不做律法的人什么意思呢？
And those who insist on obeying the law, what did Paul mean when he said that he was one outside the law?
所以他说，为要得没有律法的人，其实我在神面前，我不是没有律法，我在基督面前正在律法底下。英文圣经翻译的比较好，他说，我正在守着基督的律。
And the reason why Paul became as one outside the law was that he might win those outside the law, but he wrote, he is not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ.
简单的说，
to put it simply,
基督徒不用守律法。
Christians need not keep the law.
这样你是不是可以犯罪呢？不可以。
But does that mean you can sin? No.
所以律法讲的东西这是一套，但是来到新约的时候，我听主耶稣所讲的，所有耶稣讲的，或许他有提到律法的事情，因为耶稣讲我守。
And we need not keep the Old Testament law, and when we come to the New Testament, we listen to all that Jesus Christ teaches us, and some of his teachings would also cover the Old Testament law, and because Jesus Christ said it, we obey it.
主如果没有提，我也不用去做。
And if the Lord Jesus did not mention it, we need not do it.
所以为什么我们在这个时候提律法的事情呢？
Why do we suddenly talk about the law?
因为在之前呢，在提摩太前书第一章前面那一段，我们上个主日提到的时候呢，他说这边有一批人，他们传讲一个不同的福音。
Because in the last Sunday, when we started on the book of 1 Timothy, we talked about some people at Ephesus who was teaching a different doctrine or a different gospel.
所以你看第三节，第一章第三节，他说他把马提摩太留在以弗所，好嘱咐、好吩咐、好命令那些人不可传不同的福音。
And if you go back to 1 Timothy 1:3, Paul urged Timothy when he was going to Macedonia to remain at Ephesus so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine.
所以他保罗很清楚讲到那个字 different doctrine, 这个是异教，这个字是不同的福音。保罗很清楚讲，如果你传一个福音不是我所传给你，不管是天使也好，任何人传这个福音给你，与我们传的不同，他要被咒诅，这个是很严重的话。
And this is a different doctrine referring to a different gospel. And Paul also wrote elsewhere that if anyone, be it an angel or anyone, even ourselves, if we come or they come to preach to you a different gospel, let him be accursed.That is very serious language.
所以我们在看到第一章第一节到第十一节的时候，他是在讲，他要提摩太留在那边，禁止那些传异教的人，传虚假福音的人。
So Timothy, 1 Timothy 1:1-11, Paul instructed Timothy to remain at Ephesus to charge those who were teaching different doctrine to stop.
所以呢，他讲完这些是错，他讲他必须要讲什么是对。
And after he say what is false, now he must go on to say what is the truth.
他说那些人用这个律法用错了。
And he accused those people of using the law wrongly.
他就必须要告诉你怎么样用律法。
So he has to show the people how to use the law.
所以他们说那些人用律法用来制造许多的争辩。
And he accused those people of using the law and raising many divisions and quarrels.
他说他们兴起那些荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱。
And they were devoting themselves to myths and endless genealogies.
但是呢，他说真正的律法的用法呢是要指出人的罪。
But the real purpose of the law is to point out man's sin.
你看第八节，你们知道律法原是好的，只是要用的合宜。这律法不是为义人设立的，乃是为不义和不服的人设立的。
And verse 8, now we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient.
所以他就在这个时候呢，他就告诉他们怎么样用律法，怎么样使到这个律法引到他能够归向耶稣基督。
So he shows them how to use the law to guide people to Jesus Christ.
所以在这里呢，他就是为他这个耶稣基督的福音来辩护。
So Paul was actually contesting for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，他在辩护的时候呢，他让我们来看第十二、十三节。
So as he contested for the gospel, let us now go to verse 12 and 13.
他说：“我感谢那给我力量的，我们的主耶稣基督，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。我从前是亵渎神的、逼迫人的、辱骂人的。”然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信不明白的时候而做的，并且我的主的恩格外的丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
Verse 12, I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, an insolent opponent,But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
所以你看到这里，他讲到律法要用的合宜。
So he said that the law must be used lawfully.
律法叫人知罪。
The law convicts men of sin.
所以他讲到这个的时候，你看我，他在做见证的时候，我就是其中一个犯罪的人。
And here he was giving his own personal testimony and saying, Look at me, I was such a sinner.
他说我以前是亵渎神的。
Formerly I was a blasphemer.
就是亵渎神，就是只做耶稣所做的事情，把他当作是魔鬼的，这个叫亵渎神，不承认耶稣speak evil of, 意思说讲主耶稣的这个坏话。
And to be a blasphemer, Paul was used to speak evil against what Jesus did, and he refused to acknowledge that what Jesus did was from God.
所以而且他是逼迫人的。
And he was a persecutor.
啊，我们知道保罗拿着这个这个命令呢，到处去伤害、抓拿基督徒，而且把他们杀死。
And we know that Paul had letters of authorization to go from city to city to arrest Christians and even to kill them.
而且呢，他还说他是一个辱骂人的。
And he was an insolent opponent.
辱骂人的就是骄傲。高傲、傲慢，而且对人呢没有怜悯，要折磨他们，为了一个就是没有为了喜好啊，他是把他当作儿戏来做。
And an insolent opponent refers to one who is proud and arrogant, and he would even torture people just for the fun of it.
这样的人都得怜悯。
Even such a man received mercy.
啊，我不知道你犯了什么罪。
I do not know what kind of sins you committed.
但是你有没有像保罗犯的这个罪
？But have you committed as serious a sin as Paul?
是亵渎神的
，blaspheming，
逼迫人的
，persecuting，
辱骂人的
，and an insolent opponent.
他说连这样的罪呢，神都能够赦免，可见神的恩典是何等的浩大。
And Paul is saying that even such a great sin God can forgive. You can see that God's grace is indeed great.
神不但这么恩待他，而且呢还差派他侍奉神。
Not only did God have mercy on him, but even appointed him to his service.
不但是拯救他，而且给他力量。第十二节说，他赐给我力量，而且他给我力量，使到我能够忠心，而且又派我服侍他。
And not only have mercy, but verse 12 tells us that God has given Paul strength and judged him to be faithful, appointing Paul to God's service.
所以他这个侍奉他这个字呢，其实就是好像。这个使徒行传里面提到他们这些做自事的去 serve table， 意思说去服侍或者这个使到他们招待一些有需要的人，包括去喂喂饭等等这类东西。
And the verse translated service here is the same word as what was written in the book of Acts when they selected deacons.To go and serve tables, or in other words, to serve the needs of others, or to wait upon the needs of others.
所以神的爱是何等的浩大，格外的丰盛。神是这样的人，一个抵挡神、亵渎神、逼迫神、骄傲的人，神都能够赦免。
So how great is God's love and mercy that He can even forgive?Such a great sinner who was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent opponent.
我读到一个故事。
I read a story once.
这个有一个人，那么他到这个Ecuador 这个南美洲去传福音。
A man went to Ecuador in South America to preach the gospel.
结果他被这个土人刺死了，被杀死了。
But he was speared to death by the natives.
所以很多人就说，既然是这样的话，他死了就没有人能够继续他的传福音的工作。
And people lamented that this missionary was dead and no one could continue the work.
结果我们发现，原来他的孩子后来也进入到这个南美洲的森林，继续他父亲的工作。
But in the end, his son went to the same jungle in South America and continued his father's work.
不但进去那边传福音给他们，而且找到那个杀害他父亲的人。
Not only did he preach the gospel to them, but he found his father's killer.
如果他找到父亲，你一定要报仇嘛？这个中国人君子不报，有仇不报非君子嘛。
And so people say that when he found the murderer of his father, he must take vengeance, especially so for the Chinese.
这个人竟然没有报仇，而且把福音传给他，而且教他怎么样生活，使他的生活比以前更好。
But not only did the son not take revenge, but he preached the gospel to his father's killer and taught him how to live a better life.
在世人来看，这是不可能的事情。
Earthly people, this is an impossible act.
但是这个是神的爱，他看到杀死他的父亲的人，他不但是没有仇恨，而且要传福音给他，使到他得救，而且使到他能够过一个更好的生活，这都是出于神的爱。
But this is truly only achievable by God's love, that the Son not only did not take vengeance, but actually preached the gospel to his father's killer and have him saved.
所以这个是充分表现了神向人的一种爱。
And this is the manifestation of God's love to men.
所以在这里我们看到他第十四节他说神的恩典是格外的丰盛。
So verse 14 tells us that the grace of our Lord overflowed.
所以在这边提到神的恩典。
And here it talks about the grace of God.
前面第十三节提到神的怜悯。
Verse 13 talks about God's mercy.
而且这里又提到神的爱。
And in verse 14 also the love that are in Christ Jesus.
那么接下来保罗说，在十四节说神这样爱我的之后呢，是要让我们看见什么呢？神的这个。 这个 patient 这个第十六节讲到神的格外的这个忍耐。And
verse 16, God's love is also displayed through His perfect patience.
所以请问，怜悯跟恩典有什么不同
？What is the difference between mercy and grace?
这个忍耐又有什么不同
？And how about patience? What is the difference?
所以弟兄姐妹，我告诉你。 怜悯的意思就是指，当一个人在受苦的时候，神给他恩，给他免去他的受苦。Mercy
is when a person is suffering and God alleviates that suffering.
就是神对他好，使到他不用受苦。So
God is good to a person who is suffering and God removes.
恩典是指当一个人需要面对审判的时候，神给他恩典，给他这个神的爱，神的恩典。
And grace is when a person is supposed to face judgment, but God withholds the judgment. That is grace.
所以恩典是当你应该得到审判，神免去你的审判；怜悯是你应该受苦，神免去你的受苦。So
grace means you ought to receive judgment, but God takes away that judgment. Mercy is when you are suffering and God takes away that suffering.
神的忍耐呢
？How about God's patience?
是你应该现在就受到审判，神延迟给你有悔改的机会，这个叫做忍耐。And
patience is actually such that you ought to receive judgment right away for your sins, but God in His patience withholds it so that you have an opportunity to repent.
这些都是显出神的爱。
And all these are manifestations of God's love.
这些爱是什么意思呢？就是说，神对于我们，他牺牲自己来为了我们的好处，所以这个叫做神的爱。And
God's love is such that He sacrificed Himself for our benefit. That is God's love.
所以我们回来看，在这一节，他说，我从前是亵渎神的、逼迫人的、辱骂人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，是因为我不信跟不明白的时候做的。
Let's go back to verse 13. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief.
其实这个不是说他没有罪。This
does not mean that Paul was not responsible for his sin.
很多时候我们注意到他不明白的时候，没有提到他不信的时候。And
we sometimes only talk about him being ignorant and did not talk about the unbelief.
他不信的时候就是他不明白的时候。
But actually, when he was acting in unbelief, he was acting ignorantly.
所以一切不信的人呢，都是属于保罗这个情形，是他们不明白他是属血气的人不明白属神的事情。So
those who are all unbelieving would be like Paul; they will be acting ignorantly because those who are of the flesh will not understand the spiritual things of God.
如果他明白之后拒绝呢，那个叫做亵渎神。
If after understanding it and he rejects. That is blaspheming.
所以神给他机会。So
God gave him an opportunity.
如果你明白神的道理，你还拒绝他，你没有救。If
you understand God's law or God's word and you still reject it, then you are hopeless.
但是我们很多人在不信的时候呢，都不明白神所做的，所以我们拒绝他。But
many of us, while we were unbelievers, we acted ignorantly and rejected God's word.
所以呢。 主耶稣在祷告的时候，主啊，赦免他们呢，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Therefore, when Jesus hung on the cross, he prayed for the people, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
所以这段圣经里面一开始就告诉我们，第一点是保罗说，前面他们传假的福音，现在我为真的福音辩护。
So the first point of the sermon is that Paul wrote about how these people were teaching false doctrine, so now he is contesting for the true gospel.
真正的福音是当他人认识到自己的罪，需要耶稣基督的时候呢，耶稣基督，我们的神，施怜悯，拯救我们。
The real gospel is that when humans come before God and acknowledge their sin, then God, the Lord Jesus, bestow upon them mercy and grace.
我们怎么知道自己犯罪呢？所以这个就是律法的功用。
But how do we know that we have sinned? That is the purpose of the law.
让我们来看第二点，这个第二点就是福音的内容。
And let's look at the second point, which is the content of the gospel.
让我们一起读这个十五跟十六节。
Verse 15 and 16.
耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是一个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
Verse 15, the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost, but I receive mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who would believe in him for eternal life.
所以在这里他就看出福音的内容是什么，就这么很简短的一句话把福音的内容讲出来。
So in such a short sentence, Paul has written down the content of the gospel.
耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人。
Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
他如果耶稣基督，基督是什么呢？
What is Christ?
基督就是神所受膏者，或者是弥赛亚，或者是救世主的意思。
Christ means Messiah or the one that God has anointed or also known as the Savior.
所以这个基督的意思就是这个救世主就是神的儿子降世，如果他要降世，意思是他以前是在天上，他要降下来。
And if this Christ, this Savior, the Son of God came into the world, it means that he was somewhere else, he was actually in heaven.
所以在他必须要降世，为的是要如果降世的话呢，他就成为人，而且要为要拯救罪人。
And to come into the world, he has to become a man, and he did this to save sinners.
所以这个他要救罪人呢，他就必须要死。
And to save sinners, he has to die.
啊，这个非常重要，因为你看到十字架的时候，很多时候我们只看到神的爱。
And this is very important because many people, as they look upon the cross, the only thing that they see is God's love.
的确是我们在十字架上看到神的爱。
Of course, we see God's love on the cross.
他是神，他怎么可以降世呢？
He is God. How can he come into the world?
因为他爱我们，所以他放弃天上所有的荣华富贵，降世成为人。成为人呢，住在我们当中，而且不但是成为人，他为我们的罪来担当，来死。
Because he loves us.He left behind his glory in heaven to come and become a man to die on the cross to bear the sins of sinners.
如果他降世的时候呢，我们就是讲这个是道成肉身。
And when he came into the world, he was incarnate as flesh.
非常圣经非常注意这个神道成基督道成肉身是一个很重要的一个教义。
And the Lord Jesus.Coming as a flesh or in bodily flesh is a very important doctrine.
约翰一书四章二节他说，凡灵认耶稣道成了肉体来的是出于神，那么凡灵不认耶稣就不是出于神。
1 John 4:2 Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God.
所以这个道成肉身呢，在我们的信仰里面是一个非常重要的一个教义。
So that the Lord Jesus coming in the flesh is a very important doctrine in our faith.
所以他道成了肉身，然后他为我们的罪钉在十字架上。
So he was incarnate as flesh and he was nailed to the cross for our sins.
他被挂在十字架上是为的是要承受我们的罪的结果。
And when he was nailed to the cross, he was bearing the consequences of our sins.
啊，大家有没有被铁钉钉过？
Have you ever been nailed?
啊，有时候呢，我应该给大家一个铁钉试试看，刺一刺自己，你知道有多痛。
Sometimes I should give you an iron nail and you just need to pierce yourself to see how painful it might be.
啊，当然是很痛。
Of course it is painful.
不但是痛，它如果你刺了，把它挂起来，用铁钉把你挂起来，那个是非常非常的痛。这个就是因为耶稣基督甘愿承受我们这个罪，为我们钉在十字架上。
And being nailed alone is painful enough, but after that to be hung on the cross, the pain is even worse. And this is how the Lord Jesus bore our sins on the cross.
所以他为要拯救罪人，他就被挂在十字架上。在他还面对十字架的时候，他甚至祷告：主啊，主啊，可不可以把这个杯挪去？不然的话呢，不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。因为这个很痛苦的一件事情。
And Jesus was nailed to the cross for the sins of men, and it is an extremely painful thing, such that before he was nailed to the cross, Jesus prayed.Father, if you will, take this cup away from me, but not as I will, but as you will.
所以这个杯可不可以挪去？这个杯可不可以离开它？这个杯可不可以不喝？
Can this cup be removed from Jesus? Can he not drink from this cup?
当然我们知道神的答案是不可以。
Of course we know that God's answer is no.
如果耶稣基督要拯救罪人，他必须死。
Because if the Lord Jesus has to save sinners, he must.
啊，所以我们看见主的答案，天父的答案是不可以。所以主如果要拯救我们，他必须要为我们的罪死。所以这边就为什么主啊，你要让他死呢？我们不但看到神的爱，这个时候我们就看到神的公义。
And therefore, it is God the Father's will that the Lord Jesus must die in order to save the sins of men. And some people will say,why must you let the Lord Jesus die? So on the cross, we do not just see God's love, we also see His justice.
我怎么看到神的公义呢？
How can we see God's justice?
因为神说你不可，你一定要，如果你要拯救人，你必须要为他们付上，承受这个审判。
Because God the Father tells the Son, if you want to save men, you must die and pay their price.
我们跟大家讲过这个故事。其实不是故事，一个真实的事情，就是前几年前有一个夫妇刚刚结婚，他新婚的夫妇，结果她的丈夫呢被一个大使醉酒撞死了。
And we talk about this real case of a newly married couple a few years ago, and just after they were married, the husband was killed in an accident by a foreign diplomat.
刚刚结婚，生命刚刚开始，生活有新的转机，结果就被撞死了。而且这个大使呢，罗马尼亚大使刚逃跑了，说不是他做的。
And their life would just have begun as a couple, but immediately after they were married, the husband was killed by this Romanian diplomat in a car, and he fled.
请问，如果你是法官，你说，哎呀，赦免他吧。
If you are the judge, would you say just forgive him?
当然不会。
Of course not.
如果你是这样的话，你不是一个公义的法官。
Because if you were to do that, you are not a right judge.
罪一定要受到审判。
Sin must be judged.
拿鸿书里面讲说，神不以有罪为无罪。
The book of Nahum tells us that God will not count those who are guilty unpunished.
有罪的话，他一定要受到审判。
Those who are guilty must be punished.
所以耶稣必须要接受审判，才能够。把人的罪拿走。
So the Lord Jesus must bear the judgment before he can remove the sins of men.
所以在十字架上，你看到不但是看到神的爱，你看到神的公义，神的公义一定要审判罪恶。
So on the cross, we do not just see the love of God, we also see the justice of God as He judges sin.
今天很多人不讲这个了。
Many people do not talk about this now.
不讲审判。
They do not want to talk about judgment.
不讲公义。
No justice.
是讲神的爱。
Just love.
请问这个是不是福音？
Is that the gospel?
啊，神的公义一定要审判罪恶，这个是福音很重要的一点。
One very important point of the gospel is that because of God's justice, He must punish sin.
而且他为我们就担当了这个罪，他为我们死。
And He died for us and bore our sin.
所以呢，他就神使他复活。
And God caused Him to rise again.
为什么神使他复活呢
？Why did God cause Jesus to resurrect?
主耶稣在钉死在十字架上，最后一句话他说什么？成了。
When Jesus was hanging on the cross, his last sentence was, "It is finished."
我们很感谢主，主说成了。
And we are thankful that the Lord Jesus said, "It is finished."
他没有说完蛋了。
He didn't say, "I'm finished."
啊，他说成功了。
He said, "It is finished. It is done."
所以他已经为我们做成了他救恩的工作。
And that means that he has completed the work of salvation.
所以神使他复。
Therefore, God resurrected him.
神使他复活，意思说神承认、神接受他的所做的工作。
In other words, God acknowledged and accepted the work of Jesus.
所以这个是一个很伟大的一个救恩。
And this is a great salvation.
怪不得保罗在这边讲说，耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是实可信的，是十分可佩服的。
And that's why Paul wrote.The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
所以怎么应用律法呢？律法是要叫人知罪，叫人知罪之后呢，让我们说主啊，我不能得救。当你以为自己很行的时候，你不可能得救。当你觉得自己没有办法，所以主在这个登山宝训说，邻里贫穷的人有福了。
And so what is the purpose of the law? The purpose of the law is to convict men of their sins so that they will realize that they can never ever reach God's standard and they will cry out to God for help. But if those who think that they can achieve it, they will not be saved. That's why in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, Blessed are those who are poor in spirit.
这个邻里贫穷是贫穷到一个程度，贫穷在圣经里面的希腊文有好几个字，一个字是指你贫穷，但是你还可以自我，可以工作养活，但是有一个字叫做贫穷到你什么都不能够，你必须要乞讨，意思说求救。所以如果你认识到我里面真的是穷到我缺乏到主啊，你救我，主说这样的人有福了。除非你认识到你自己不能自救，你不可能得救。
In the Greek of the New Testament, there are a number of words that are translated poor. And one word translated poor means that you, even though you are poor, but you can still earn a living and feed yourself. But there's another word translated poor, it means that you are actually having absolutely nothing and you need to beg. And that is the word used in the phrase poor in spirit. In other words, when we come before God,We have to recognize that we are totally without any merit at all, so that we cannot save ourselves by anything.
所以我们要认识到我们，保罗就是看，你看律法，他使到我们知道我们完全不能够靠律法得救。到最后说主啊救我的时候，这个律法要引我们到耶稣基督的面前。
So Paul is telling us that the law is to show us that.We can never achieve the standards, and when we come before God and say, "Help me," that's the purpose of the law. It drives us to Jesus Christ.
所以他说，耶稣基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，十分可佩服的。
The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
然而我蒙了怜悯，因为我。耶稣基督在我身这个罪魁身上，暂时不讲十六节，讲十五节下半段说，在罪人中我是一个罪魁。
To save sinners of whom I am the foremost, verse 15.
所以你看到这个是正确的，看见自己一无所有。保罗是何等的有成就的人，但是他看见自己不过是一个罪魁。
And Paul was a man of great achievement, but when he came to realize that he is such a great sinner, this is the proper response, that he cannot do anything.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们没有认识到自己的罪，到严重到这个地步，耶稣基督要为我们死的话呢，我们不可能得救。
So brothers and sisters, unless we recognize the seriousness of our own sin to the extent that the Lord Jesus must die in order to save us, if we cannot see that, we cannot be saved.
但是当我们看见我们真的是不能够自救的时候, 看见自己软弱, 我们已经绝望的时候呢, 你求耶稣, 耶稣就救你。
But when you realize that you cannot save yourself and you are so totally helpless and you cry out to Jesus Christ for help, He will save you.
所以16节说, 像我这样的罪魁, 主都能够忍耐我, 让我得救。
And verse 16 says that even such a foremost sinner as I, Jesus Christ, might display his perfect patience as an example to those who would believe.
所以他想到这样的时候, 他就突然间大声讲, 愿尊贵荣耀, 贵那不能朽坏, 不能看见, 永世的君王, 独一的神, 直到永永远, Amen.
And when Paul thought about this, he had to respond and cry out to the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
所以他想到这个的时候, 他想到原来我们的主是这样伟大的主。
And when he thought about this, he realized that our Lord is such a great God.
他是这么荣耀的主。
He is such a glorious God.
他是永不能朽坏, 永不能看见, 永世的君王。
He is the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God.
从亘古到永远, 他是神。
And He is God from eternity to eternity.
他不能朽坏, 他是不会死的。
He is immortal, means He will never die.
而且他是看不见的, 他的, 刚才我们已经看到了, 这个当中, 他的爱, 他的, 他的这个, 恩典, 他的怜悯, 是看不见的, 但是非常的伟大。
And He is invisible because as we know, His love, His mercy, His grace, these are not visible things, but it is great.
他是唯一的一个神。
He is the only God.
所以这段圣经是保罗告诉我们前面传假福音, 传异端, 现在他告诉你什么是真正的福音。
So in the beginning of this chapter, Paul talked about false doctrine. And now he presents what is the true gospel.
所以说首先他为福音辩护, 然后他给我们看到福音的内容, 然后他给我们福音的赞扬。
So he started by contesting for the gospel, and then he gave the content of the gospel, and he ended with a commendation.
所以这个福音是什么呢? 就是耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
So what is the gospel? It is Jesus Christ who came into the world to save sinners.
除非你认识到自己有罪。
Unless you recognize that you are a sinner,
除非你认识到自己需要耶稣,
unless you recognize that you need Jesus,
你不会在耶稣面前承认自己的罪, 向他求救,
you will not acknowledge your own sins before Jesus and beg Him to save you.
以前保罗就是这样的人,
Paul used to be a man like this,
但是后来认识到, 从罪, 从这个律法里面认识到自己是罪人, 所以他知道耶稣就是基督。
But when he recognized that he is a sinner through the proper use of the law, then he repented and asked Jesus to save him.
神竟然能够拯救他。
And God actually could save him.
所以我们从这段圣经学习到什么? 至少两个功课。
And there are two lessons at least that we can learn from this passage.
保罗想到他救恩的时候, 充满了感恩的心。
When Paul thought about his own salvation, he was filled with thanksgiving.
当我们在讲见证的时候, 你是不是充满了
When we are giving our testimony, are we full of thanksgiving?
我们应该是充满了感恩的人。
We ought to be those who are filled with thanksgiving.
所以, 而且保罗讲到他的神的救恩的时候, 是充满了赞美。
And when God, Paul talked about the salvation of God, he was full of praises.
所以当我们想到神的救恩的时候, 我们是不是充满了赞美?
So when we think about God's salvation, are we full of praises?
当我们 还不信的时候, 我们是一个不感恩的人, 保罗说不信的人当中是不感恩的人, 但是信主的人, 我们要时时都是一个感恩的人。
When we were unbelievers, we were not thankful people. And Paul says that thanklessness is a mark of unbelievers. So now that we have become believers in God, we should be full of thanksgiving.
保罗说不信主的人是不敬拜神的人, 那么我们信主的人是不是常常敬拜神?
And Paul said that those who do not believe will not worship God, but we who believe, do we often praise and worship God?
请问你的生命 是不是充满了感恩，充满了赞美呢？
Is your life filled with thanksgiving and praises?
你的生命是充满了主耶稣的生命吗？
Is your life full of the Lord Jesus?
盼望你的答案都是是的。
I hope that your answers to those questions will be a resounding yes.
让我们来祷告。
Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for the gospel. Indeed, the gospel is Jesus Christ who came into the world to save sinners. Lord, help us to have a clear perception of our own sins, and no matter what we have done or what we have not done, when we hold ourselves against the standard that you have set, all of us are great sinners deserving of hell. Help us to clearly see this so that, Lord, we would cry out in helplessness to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to save us from our sins. And indeed, Lord, your grace and your love is so great that it can even save a sinner like Paul. Help us, Lord, that we will humble ourselves just like him, because he is our example, and that he become an example to those who would believe in Jesus for eternal life. And we pray and ask that you will help us to repent from our sins just like Paul. In Jesus' name.